Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anaya. How may I help you?
Yes, there is a problem here. Somebody charged my card, billed my card for $97.97, and it looks like it was done on 12/26, and this is not my charge. It came from you guys.
All right.
Music Pro, fantastic.
Yes.
Music Pro. So my bank usually says try to deal with the merchant first, and then if you can't, go to the dispute, you know, go to the... You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to deal with you. Yeah, I didn't do anything on the 26th with my own personal debit card and with any music, been dealing with music.
All right. Could I have your first and last name and for you to verify your address, please?
My name is Charlene Ayesteron, and my address, which I'm not sure which one you'd want, but there's no address on here. I can give you information what shows on here. It's 12/26. It shows that they started processing it on the 28th. The purchase was done on the 26th. It was for $97.97. And it just says your name and gives your telephone number.
All right, could you verify your address for me, please? The California one?
I've got a few different California addresses. I have one on Stage Line Drive. I have one in and that's in Thousand Palms.
Yes, the Thousand Palms address.
Mm-hmm. Thousand Palms address, okay. That is 74582 Stage Line Drive, Thousand Palms. And but there's somebody there that also does music stuff, and that would be Gregory Katzner. So
all right,
if anybody
so
would
I
be
can
music, it would be him. It wouldn't be me.
Yes, ma'am. I can see on December 18th you ordered the loan active, which is a skincare product, and you paid the shipping and handling for $6.95. I also see you got the Nano Planner, which was zero charge. Also see on the 18th, you bought another skincare product, and you only paid $6.45 for the shipping and handling. And I also see you got extra shipping for the Nano Planner for $4.99. So this is a 7-day order trial, which is a 30-day supply, and you only pay for the shipping and handling to receive the product. And it means if you don't cancel within 7 days from that day, the day you ordered, we will bill you the full cost of the bottles you received in a trial. And every 30 days, we will send you a new bottle at full cost until you cancel. So you have yet to cancel. So that is why you were charged.
I need to cancel. Yeah, I need to cancel out those bottles. No. I need to cancel out any bottles. First of all, this charged me under Fantastic Music Pro Experience.
That's just the name of the vendor.
Okay, yeah. It didn't charge me under no facial product. Secondly, the facial product that I got was only supposed to be you send it, and you don't pay any shipping and handling if you like the product. It didn't say anything about we're going to bill you after a certain time or we're going to
bill
this.
It was written in the terms and the conditions, a really, really small writing. I don't know if you misread it or didn't read it at all.
No, absolutely not, ma'am. Absolutely not. So I want to cancel this, or I'm going to my bank and I'll just get rid of the charge altogether. I will dispute it because I do not want the product at all. Not at all. It did not
So
work
I was able
anyway
to cancel that membership for you. Was there anything else I could do to assist you?
Yeah, I'd like you to reverse that charge, the $97.97. I did not like the product, did not use the product, tried it 2 pumps on the thing, and this did not do anything of what I thought it was going to do. It was supposed to be a freeze-up product to begin with, and that was by no means a freeze-up product. You know what a freeze-up product is? That's what freezes your face. You know what I mean? For a temporary, like if you're going to walk on stage and you want something to freeze up on you real quick, like you might have a wrinkle or something, or you want to eat, you know what I'm saying? It's for, you know, artists use it sometimes to do that. There was no freeze up on this at all. It came out like a cream, and it didn't freeze nothing.
Okay,
so
the terms and the conditions that was mentioned before you purchased it, that was written, I don't know if you read it or didn't read it at all, but it was mentioned that if you didn't cancel within 7 days, you'll be billed the full cost, which is why we cannot dispute the chart, which is why we can't refund you. Because it was mentioned in the terms and the conditions.
It didn't say that on there.
It's in a small, small writing.
There was no little writing. No, there. Wait, whoa, ma'am. I'm going to explain something to you. There was no little writing. It said this, exactly read this, to the T, to the letter, because I make sure of that. Okay, I know which kind of a thing you're talking about, okay, where later on if you don't cancel it or something like that. No, 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 that's not what this was. This was a thing that just said on there, no other writing, no other lettering, nothing. It just said, all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. If you don't like the product, that's fine. You don't like the product. It didn't say anything. If you didn't cancel, there's little letters here. No, nothing like that. It's just pay for shipping and handling. Try the product. If you like the product, you can reorder the product. Okay? So, again, I'm letting you know that. I look real close at things like that. So there's no way it said anything about, you know, wait, you have to, you must cancel it by 30 days, you know, or any of that kind of, you know, further language. No way.
Okay, ma'am. Well, according to the terms and conditions, I cannot refund you because it was mentioned there.
Okay, I'll go ahead and dispute it then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.